MTD Radio News. I'm Jim Miller. The city of Artesia excited to introduce their new logo, designed to capture everything that Artesia stands for. The city worked closely with Red Rocket Media to create an updated logo and branding to symbolize a new, revitalized era in their history with the intention of being the best city in New Mexico. The logo approved unanimously by the Artesia City Council August the 8th. The typeface brings a clean, modern look while still staying true to Artesia's distinct personality. The Zia symbol balances the design and serves to represent the city's New Mexico culture. Due to the excessive heat in New Mexico, an emergency amendment's been made to the New Mexico Administrative Code. It allows school buses to idle while students load and unload. Prior to this amendment, students and bus drivers had to withstand high temps during non-driving wait times, as the state law initially prohibited buses from running the engine unless students were already on board. The emergency order to change that law went into effect Friday. Now buses can continue to run their air conditioning if a National Weather Service heat advisory is in effect. The research project spearheaded by the University of New Mexico, looking to create a better understanding of the headwaters of some key rivers in the state and beyond. Now the project has federal funding to support the work. Researchers will use a $2.5 million grant to examine the headwaters of five watersheds, the look of the Upper Santa Fe River in New Mexico, and river systems in Nevada, Alabama, Arkansas, and New Hampshire as well. The project is among several selected by the Department of Energy as part of their Clean Energy Research Funding Program. That's what's happening. I'm Joe Miller, MTD Radio News.